This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. So, guys, should we check through the Ask FM, see if there's anything fun we can answer?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
Ask FM. Ooh, the first one right on here. Okay. Do you ever listen to old episodes of Taylor Talk and say to yourself, why did I say that?
I don't know if I've specifically had that thought, but there's been like some like cringy moments.
Maya, have you ever actually listened to an old episode of Taylor Talk?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I never do, because I don't like to hear the, you know, the sound of my own voice. I think it's awkward. So like, I would probably be like that the whole time, like, ooh, and like, you know, I would be freaking out because I don't like the sound of my voice. But
usually if I listen back to an old episode, it's more like, why did Steve say that?
Well, I wasn't even on the old episodes.
Steve, you've been here a good 6 months now.
Yeah.
Has he really?
Six months. I think the All Guys episode was in March. We're in September now.
Wow.
All Guys was Steve's debut.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a one episode deal, if I remember correctly.
Well, you did so good, Steve.
You just got roped in.
You did so good, we had to
keep
you. Oh, there's not much to answer with that question. Let's see if we can find
something. What about you, Adam? You didn't answer the question.
I did answer it. I said, I always say, why did Steve say that?
Yeah, but that was a joke. That wasn't being serious. Like real early episodes. Go back then, like.
Yeah, you know, if you go back to the very early ones, I probably would find something, but that would require me going way back, because the original episodes from like 2 years ago are not even on iTunes anymore. You have to go deep into the archives on TaylorTalk.org, because iTunes only displays the 50 most recent episodes. So to go that far back, I'm not sure. I probably said quite a few things that were stupid.
But you've gotten better, I'm sure.
I hope so. I've been practicing.
We've all said some things that were just kind of like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of post-production, though, is any stupid things we say, we never have to listen to again, because they just get cut out.
Except for on these episodes.
No, not on these ones, so watch what you say.
I know. So
I am
pressure.
Not editing. Hey, this is Maya's first time on an unedited episode, so we'll see what comes out of her mouth on this one.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Let's see what other questions. Oh, here's a fun one. What's your hairbrush song?
Hairbrush song?
You know, like when Taylor had J-Lo on stage and she said Jenny from the Block was her hairbrush song?
Her hairbrush
singing
song.
Into a hairbrush, you know?
Like right now?
I think overall.
I guess.
Overall,
the question was asked 6 days ago.
Overall,
so.
I don't know. I feel like it varies.
I think for me this week, it's Sparks Fly.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty fun one.
I don't know. I mean, I can always have like a We're Never Ever Getting Back Together jam session.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Does it have to be a Taylor song? It really
no,
doesn't.
It doesn't
no, why would it have to be a Taylor song?
Do you guys listen to other songs besides Taylor songs?
Steve, my hairbrush song right now is not a Taylor song.
Hold what on, is okay. your hairbrush song?
I'm going to look at my iTunes and see what I've listened to recently.
Steve, you should know, Steve and Diane and Maya, what's my hairbrush song? Someone's
Is it by a tall, dark, handsome man named Luke Bryan?
I don't know if he's tall, dark, or handsome, but, well, no, Luke Bryan is a handsome
Luke
man,
Bryan
but yes, it is Luke Bryan.
Things.
I don't want this night to end. Ever since I heard it at Taylor's concert when the two of them did it together, I've had it on repeat in my car the last 3 days. I have not listened to a single song except that. In, I'd say, about 3 or 4 hours of driving over the last couple days.
Oh,
so
you know
got your 99 cents.
I've been listening to a lot. I thought of a song.
What am I?
American Girl by Bonnie McKee.
Ah.
Super fun song.
I don't know that one.
It's cute. She's the girl, she writes, like, everything for Katy Perry.
Ah.
She wrote, like, California Dream, California Girl, Teenage Dream, Part of Me, Wide Awake. Etc. etc.
And
now
she has
like
her own
doing
song.
Her own stuff. Yeah, and she works with Max Martin and Dr. Luke.
Doesn't Max Martin work with like everybody?
Yes. But it's like Dr. Luke and Max Martin and her are like the super team, and they come up with the catchiest things ever, and it's crazy.
Right. Steve, what's your hairbrush on?
You know what? I really don't sing into hairbrushes, but I do have a lot of songs.
Yes, you do, Steve.
No, I don't. I really
Steve,
don't.
Okay, Steve, what do you sing into your straightener then?
It's more like singing into my steering wheel when I'm driving my car. That's usually
when I'm... That's what Adam does, too.
What do you sing into your steering wheel?
You know, I usually kind of jam out to more like, I don't know, some of the big hits from like the 70s and 80s. You know, it varies.
Also, I mean, like it's songs like, I wouldn't know.
Like Elton John and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Steve, is that how you explain not checking your blind spot? You're too busy singing? Maya, did you know Steve tried...
talk about that?
Steve tried to kill Diane and I.
Tried to kill you?
He tried to kill us.
Not on purpose.
Rude of him. Sorry, I'm getting slightly distracted because Scott Borchetta is on one of his like drunk Twitter sprees.
He tweets drunkenly?
Yeah.
Justin Moore fans, congrats, Justin Colmore, and thanks to his amazing fans. Number one country album, number two overall. Just huge.
So
thank
look
you,
at
Scott
his mentions. He's tweeting all of these Taylor fans who are like asking him weird things.
Oh, that's funny.
He said Taylor's new album is sick. Or he said the new songs are sick.
Sorry. I thought Taylor was sick.
I know, right?
Taylor is also sick.
Yeah, but apparently she's not too sick to go to movie premieres with Hailee Steinfeld.
No, she can still do that.
Speaking of which, what do you think of her new hair? That's all in the news right now.
I think it was just the style for that night, right? It's not.
I'm not loving the side swept bangs that are not long enough to be side swept yet. I'm not really into it.
Yeah, her dress and her hair looked, I want to say, like 1950s. I don't know if that's the right time period, but it looked like really old fashioned. So it was pretty, but not every day.
She looked a little like pale to me. I don't know.
She's sick.
Well, yeah, she's been sick.
I know, because she's sick. But like something, I don't know, like this look, I'm not in love with it. I mean, she looks gorgeous, obviously, because like she always looks gorgeous, but it's not my favorite thing she's ever worn.
Well, that was more of a sarcastic question anyway. I was just making fun of the fact that Taylor can like get a haircut and all of a sudden it's headlining news.
She puts her bangs to the side and everyone loses their crap.
Oh my God.
It's all the rage. Everybody get the Taylor Swift look in salons now. Ooh, here's a good question on Ask FM.
Okay.
Why are you laughing? I'm scared. Yeah. What are you going to say?
How did Steve become a Swiftie? I mean, not to sound rude or anything, but isn't Steve's time pretty old?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry,
Adam,
Steve.
Did you submit that question?
Did I submit it? I didn't submit that.
Are you lying?
Why would I submit a question myself?
Because you make fun of Steve all the time.
I swear that was not me.
Okay.
We'll skip that question and move on. Let's try and find something.
Well, no, that's
Steve has to defend himself.
I'm really defend myself. it's like, oh, you can't be. Yeah. All right. So, what was the question again here? Just to make sure I get it right.
Well, why don't we cut off the?
Because you're so darn old.
Yeah. Why don't we cut off the old part and just ask Steve how you became a Swiftie?
That's better.
All right. Well, pretty much, I just enjoy Taylor's music. And the
okay, thank you. That's enough. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, no. no, but I think the big thing is before I became a Swiftie, like I didn't really go to concerts. Like that is really the big part that I get involved in now that I didn't for any other. Like I like all sorts of music, and I'm actually kind of like bummed that I didn't go to see some of the people, like, you know, in the 90s, like in their prime. Like I was big into alternative rock. You know, I usually switch what kind of music I listen to every once in a while, but I didn't go to a lot of those concerts back then. I just was not like a concert goer. And now as a Swiftie, one of the things that I decided was I was like, you know, I want to go to a Taylor concert. And then I really enjoyed it. And then I went to another one and then I went to another one. And it just like, that's really what happened. And, you know, then I started getting involved with other Swifties, becoming friends on Twitter. I mean, I really wasn't even on Twitter until after becoming a Swiftie. So that's kind of like everything just continued to branch out from there.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Cool, Steve.
Okay.
You know what? Here's an actual interesting question that we can actually maybe analyze a little bit. Okay. Someone asked, why do you think the Red Tour is so short? I'm
well,
like looking at it.
I don't think it is, though. I think she just hasn't announced the rest of the dates yet.
Yeah, well, but even within the U.S., though, it actually seems to be a little bit shorter, like less shows, rather, than
well, how many shows
tours.
Did we have on the Speak 66. Now Tour?
The Speak oh. Now Tour, there were a lot.
Speak Now Tour, I don't know.
I'm going on Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's what I was about to do, too. Let's see who gets it first, Adam.
Well, I already have the Red Tour pulled up, and I was counting, but then I lost
Red
count.
Red Tour is 66.
66?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
that's
in
what
the
it
Tennessee
said on
end.
Their picture. It said 66.
66 shows. Okay. So here's Speak Now. Is it going to give me the total number of shows? Oh, here we go. 80 in North America. So 14 shows more during Speak Now.
Oh.
I mean,
and then Fearless Tour had a ton of shows.
Yeah, well,
she went everywhere
tour,
for
she
Fearless.
She added another leg. Like, I saw her twice on that tour.
Fearless
Tour. She came back to Philly.
Yeah. Fearless Tour had 91 shows in North America.
Oh my gosh,
she also,
that's
like,
busy
didn't
girl.
Really go.
Although
she didn't go abroad as much for that one.
That's true, because now that I'm looking at it, Speak Now actually had overall 110 shows, where Fearless had 106.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
see, I don't know. I have a feeling that, like, I know she's doing New Zealand and Australia now, but I think she's gonna do, like, she's probably gonna do Asia after that, and then she's gonna do Europe. And this tour is going to just keep going.
I think that's a fair guess, Maya, because something we had talked about, I don't know if you came across yet, Brian Mansfield wrote an article in USA Today about his experience at the Nashville shows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a press event before the first one on Thursday night. And Taylor said, the exact quotes in his article, I can't remember it offhand, but said something about dates that had not been announced yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember reading about that. So I think that could be coming sometime
so
soon.
So what's our total count now for Red Tour, though? So far, 73.
73?
Yeah, that's still, what is that, 37 shows to catch up to Speak Now. Did I do that math right? Yeah, 37 shows.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Maybe she'll do abroad, and then she'll come back and do another, like, shorter leg here. I don't know. I mean, I would enjoy that.
Maybe. But heading back to the question, though, why do you think it was shorter? That's an odd question. I don't have an answer.
I don't know. Maybe they want to go more places abroad. So she, like, is doing less here so she can, like, have more time to go other places that she hasn't gotten to go before.
That's possible because regionally she covered all of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
She came at least within driving distance of everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
she didn't go to Alaska.
Well, Steve, does anyone go to Alaska? I mean, I don't mean to be mean.
No,
but
tours go to Alaska.
Do we have Alaskans?
Does anyone go
days?
To Hawaii?
Do we have Alaskans, Steve?
Hawaii?
You want me to
so.
Alaskan
yeah.
Swifties? And you know, I'm sure we have them.
We
you,
do should, actually.
Steve,
we
you want me to check on our downloads, see if we have listeners in Alaska?
Absolutely, because I'm sure
I
we
don't
do.
Know.
See who's, who? See who? How many people Diane just offended?
No, no, there is one. Adam, isn't there a girl named Krista that listens to our show who's from Juneau, and then she moved to like Washington State for college?
Possibly, I think so.
I'm 100% sure.
Although I believe she
live
moved.
In Alaska, on. Just go to the shows in Canada.
Yeah, but that's still super far for them.
Yeah, but most of the shows in Canada were kind of, you know, more East Coast, like, not far from the
she
United States.
She do some in, like, West Coast of Canada, though.
Vancouver, maybe? Like, that's the furthest south.
Yeah. I mean,
see.
I don't know. Maybe, like, they keep talking about how she's going back in the studio, so maybe she just wants more time to do that, too.
Yeah, I mean, she might just want a break.
Like, I mean, going on tour has to be so tiring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, I don't know if she, like, wants to do more acting, like, if she's going to film a movie. Like,
that's the rumor, but, like, I mean,
yeah, no, obviously there's been nothing confirmed about that, but, like, that could be something that she'd be, like, wanting time for, you know?
My gosh. Steve, this is killing me going through all these cities. Because the way our stat system works, it's broken down by U.S. markets. So we've got like the biggest ones, Washington, D.C., New York, L.A., Philly, Chicago. But like something like Alaska, I gotta like look through.
I'm telling you, there is one girl and we know her, Adam. We've talked to her before.
I know, but that's one. I want to like embarrass you by having you...
by finding like 20.
Yeah, exactly. By having you aware of the fact that you offended a lot of people.
Exactly.
Here we go. Anchorage.
Okay. All right. That's it. Capital of Alaska.
Okay.
No, it's not that Steve. In fifth grade. It's Juneau.
Oh, Steve. I don't know what the capital is. Juneau?
It's Juneau. I've been there.
You guys missed the joke.
Alaska, and it's a beautiful state.
Juneau, the capital
yeah,
of Alaska?
I get it.
Okay, well, Anchorage, another big city in Alaska and our largest market in Alaska. You want to know how many people you offended, Diane?
100.
723.
What? Yeah, look at that.
What? That I know. Is, are you serious?
Why would I make up that number, 723?
Wait, I need to wrap my brain about that. There's 723 people in Alaska who listen to this show?
I didn't know there were 723 people in Alaska, but apparently there are.
We're all offending
the Alaskans.
I thought
there would be like five.
I am not.
No, that is just in Anchorage, though. Let's see if we can find Juneau on this
endless list. Why are so many people listening to us talk? Oh, my God. I feel like I need to be smarter or something. Oh my goodness.
You're like, I need to be smart enough to impress the people of Alaska.
All the 723 people in Anchorage, Alaska. That's a lot of people.
Shout out to Anchorage. Woo woo.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you tweet us if you're from Alaska? I'm really interested in this. So. Just be like, hi, I'm from Alaska, but don't lie about it. Like, only do it if you're actually from there.
Man, where is Juneau? I don't know. Juneau? Yeah. There it is. Juneau. Oh, Diane, you're slightly off the hook with this one.
I am.
84.
That's a lot of people, though, because that's a small town.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
84 from Juneau. So, everybody listening out there, does it creep you out now that I know where you all are from?
A little bit.
Yeah, I actually didn't know you had that power. So it's like creeping me out a little bit.
Well, realistically, what did I say? 723 people in Anchorage. I'm not going to, I don't have their home addresses. I just have that there are 723 in Anchorage.
Adam, can you find out how many people listen to us that are from LA?
Really? After I already closed it?
Well, I was just wondering because they're like in my backyard, so.
Okay, let's curious. See what the total count is in L.A. I already told you that was one of the top markets.
Yeah.
L.A., 13,082.
Holy moly.
Wait, it's like 13,000 people or 13,000 downloads?
I'm not really sure yet. The problem with this stat system is the biggest market is unknown.
Oh.
You want to know how many unknowns we got here?
A bunch?
978,000.
I bet you they're all in Alaska.
Yep.
They're all in Alaska.
Yeah, close to 1 million people in Alaska are all unknown.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now that we've had our fun, stop asking me questions about the stats.
Yes.
Back to
Ask
FM.
Let's do some more Ask FM, right?
Okay, more Ask FM. Another good one.
We need a good one. Are you bald?
No.
Nope, I have hair.
I'm going bald. Does that count?
No, you're
not.
Well,
if you're not bald yet, I don't think it applies.
I Knew You Were Trouble about Harry Styles. Didn't we do an analysis on that song already?
I don't even want to talk about this song because people get angry.
Rawr.
Yeah, this is a very like heated debate.
People get like really pissy about this song.
I'm not quite sure why, though. Like, why does this one matter so much?
Because they think it's the One Direction fans think it's about Harry and they make a big deal out of it.
Wow. Oh, 1D fans, I have a love-hate relationship with you. Do you guys, you know what? I'm going to step off stage to sneeze a little bit. Can you two, or you three, sorry, make some noise while I find
Cheers,
another Ask FM
awkward.
Question?
Are you being serious?
it was slightly serious. I'm actually trying to find an Ask FM question. I'm going through, I'm looking for a good one, and I don't want you guys sitting quietly while I'm sitting quietly also, and then it's all just a bunch of quiet awkwardness.
A white noise.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to edit this episode.
Yeah, let's not. No let's editing.
Not. No edit.
That actually causes me more work. I don't want to work. I was in bed all day today. I want to keep it that way.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow. Mm. Well, not all day, but like as much of it as possible. Just going to sit and do nothing.
I don't remember if we ever answered this. Someone remind me if we did. Which do you like better, State of Grace acoustic or original, and why? Did we answer that?
I think we might have. Did we? You know what? I think we might have talked about that on our first live show. You know, our first live one where we didn't edit.
Oh, here's a fun one.
I definitely remember writing notes about that.
Here's a fun one then. Why do people hide that they secretly like Taylor Swift's music?
I think it's because, it's because she's so darn popular. And that I think there's this like stigma surrounding people who've done really well in music that like somehow they're not good, or like they're not, like it's not cool to like someone who's like super duper popular. Like you're only cool if you like some band that like only plays in garages and like, you know, no one's ever heard of. Like, well, it's this really weird mentality that like if someone's super famous that like you can't like them and also be cool. But like, I don't know. I think just because someone's really famous clearly doesn't mean that they don't have like a viable amount of talent.
That brings up an interesting
mindset to have.
It brings up an interesting sense of like elitism, because you're right. There are like those group of people who they think they're like better than everyone else because maybe they have heard of an artist that nobody else has that's really talented.
You mean hipsters? Is what you're referring to.
Those groups of people.
Like everybody in Nashville.
Yes. Most of them, anyways.
But not just hipsters, because, I mean, think about the sense of elitism right here in our own community of the people who knew about Taylor before the rest of us did.
Yeah. It's always like, it's cool if you like know about someone before they're famous, but as soon as they get really famous and other people start finding out about them, then it, like, it's not good anymore. Like, I've seen that start to happen with Ed Sheeran fans, like people who've really liked him for a long time, and suddenly he's becoming this big huge deal and they're getting all angry about it, like, oh, like all these people, they like love him so much, but like I was here first. It's like, okay, but they like him too, like it's not such a big deal. I don't think
a true fan supports the new fans because that means that their favorite artist is growing.
And it's just like more people who love the same person you do. Like, why is that a bad thing? I think that's a good thing. I don't know.
So, Adam, Steve.
This same exact thing happens in sports all the time. You look for a couple of the teams that have perennial losers, if you will, and all of a sudden they start winning. And then
the Cubs.
It's the whole. Well, are they actually winning?
No, but everybody loves them.
Right, but they're a perennial loser, but, you know, they have their bandwagon fans if they start doing well. I know the Pittsburgh Pirates right now have all sorts of fans that, I mean, because they've lost the last 20 seasons. Now they're in the playoffs, and, you know, there's people going back and forth on Twitter about that. It's like, oh, you know, you're a bandwagon fan. You're only, you know, looking because they're successful right now. So that would probably be part of it, is it's very easy to jump on those bandwagons. You know, I didn't even know anything about Ed Sheeran before this tour started. Even when I originally heard him the very first time, I was unsure. Not until really I bought his album and listened to him live a couple more times did I really kind of get into it. So I don't know where that puts me in the whole mix of it, but I was not a fan of Ed from the beginning, but I became a big fan by the end.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
When we were in Nashville, we had multiple conversations, you and I, about the popularity of sports within the Swiftie community.
Yes.
I think you lost our entire audience before you got to the Ed Sheeran part.
I think I probably did.
Yeah, Steve, I was kind of like, oh boy, Steve's talking about sports again.
My eyes glazed over a little.
I paid attention. I didn't really know what you were talking about, but I listened.
So, Steve, why do you hide the fact that you like Taylor Swift's music?
I really don't. I don't hide it. I mean, I think part of the thing is I think there's also a very fine line. Like, people either really like Taylor or they really don't like Taylor. There's not a lot of gray area.
Yeah. About it. Like, people will be like, oh, like, you like her. It's like, yeah?
Yeah.
So? Like...
Well, the people that don't like her is going back to what Maya said about they're too cool for school type
thing. Yeah, it's like they're just like, they think that they can't like her because she's too popular. Like, she's so famous, she must not be good.
You know,
yeah,
I had
not everyone's like that, though. There's a lot of people that, like, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, well, she sounds horrible live. And a lot of it is just based on public perception and not really, like, half the people that are saying that kind of stuff have never even seen her live. Or if they did, it was on an award show. I know that a lot of people kind of go back to, you know, what was it? Her performance was Stevie Nicks. I'm not sure which award show that was. But
that was like, wasn't that Grammys 09? Was that the one that Mean is about? Mm-hmm.
And they base everything off of one single performance that was on TV a while ago. And they're like, oh, no, I don't like her.
No, so Steve, the reason they don't like her is because she only writes about the same thing over and over again. Gosh.
Well, that's another prime example.
But, like, also, like, if you really, when it comes down to it, like, she writes about the same thing that everyone writes about. Like, her album is, like, pretty, it's, like, the same subject matter as Adele's albums. But no one's yelling at her for it.
Well, Maya, did you see that image that was going around Twitter not that long ago where it said people who have 10 or more songs on their album about love, and it lists off,
like,
Taylor Swift and Adele and a whole bunch of people, and then the second part of it was people who get scrutinized every day for it, and it was only Taylor.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, weird how that
everyone
works?
Everyone writes songs about relationships.
Yeah.
Everyone.
People seem to criticize Taylor for the wrong reasons. They criticize her because her stories are actually true. They're about her life. They're autobiographical, and it makes no sense to me. Like, why would you criticize that rather than praise it?
I don't know. People are nuts. I feel like when someone's that popular, like, people just...
criticize her?
Like, they can just criticize and, like, be rude just because...
Well, here's something interesting for you. I had a conversation recently with someone that is going to remain unnamed, particularly if he ever happens to listen to this episode. I really don't want to identify this person. But we were talking about the Abercrombie fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned, I was like, oh my gosh, that was a PR nightmare for them. And he actually cut me off. And he's like, actually, he's like, that was a great bit of PR for them because the people they're appealing to don't like Taylor.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't remember where I was going. I think it had to do with the whole concept of the group of people that are too cool for school. They're too cool to like Taylor, and that's the type of people that wear Abercrombie. So moral of the story is don't wear Abercrombie.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't see that.
There is something that I saw on Twitter this past weekend while everybody was in Nashville that, like, I really hope that it's true because it absolutely cracked me up. There's a girl who said that she was, like, shopping in Nashville. She's a fan of Taylor's, and she went into a store and she found, you know, that shirt, I forget what company makes it, but it's a shirt that had like the last names of, like, a bunch of guys that Taylor has dated. Some of them she has, some of them she hasn't, whatever. It's like a tank top. And,
yeah, that was a small company that made it with young people.
Yeah. She found, it was this girl, she went into, like, a boutique. She was just, like, shopping, and, she asked the store lady about the shirt, and the lady at the store told her that Taylor owns one. That she came in and bought one.
What?
Yep.
I think when you get to Taylor status, you just have to make a joke out of things like
Laugh
that.
Laugh it off?
Yeah, so possibly Taylor Swift owns a tank top with the last names of all of her boyfriends on it.
I wonder if Taylor has one of the rare ones that still has Corey Monteith's name on it.
I don't know. I hope not.
Because they
removed
his
name,
off, right?
Yeah, they
took it off after he passed away out of respect.
Yeah.
But I mean, she could very well do it because the shirt was only ever intended as a joke, which we talked about a zillion episodes ago. I don't even remember how long ago that was, but we did talk about the fact that the people who made it, they did it as a joke. They didn't mean any harm. They were making it for a friend of theirs who was a big Taylor Swift fan.
And I think Taylor got that because, you know, she bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Maya,
I just like to imagine Taylor like walking around wearing a shirt with all of her ex-boyfriend's names on it.
I know these guys.
Image funny.
Well, it was more than just her boyfriends too. It also had a bunch of guys.
Right,
she was rumored
like some
with
other people on it. It has like Zac Efron on it, and like,
it has all the guys
Eddie
that
Redmayne
she's ever talked
on
to.
It. Yeah.
Hey Maya, we had an interesting store experience in Nashville. Also,
did you?
Yeah, we went into a kitchen supply store across the street from Pancake Pantry.
Uh-huh.
And we got a lecture from like a 186-year-old man on the best pots and pans.
Did
it was
you?
Great. I learned all about copper
like
versus aluminum,
talk,
and I learned about the thickness of pans and how it affects the cooking temperatures. It was great.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, that sounds fun.
And the only way I can keep that from being a totally random story is I have a feeling that Taylor has probably been in that shop since it's close proximity to Pancake Pantry and it's all kitchen supplies.
Yeah, probably.
So, maybe she got the same lecture from that man and that's why she loves cooking.
Yeah, could
quite
be.
Possible.
Hey, Steve, remember how I said you lost the audience with the sports conversation?
Yeah, I think you lost the audience with the cooking conversation.
Yeah.
But you had me, because I like to cook. I like to bake, cook.
Do you really?
I didn't know that about you.
So, cool. Steve, next time you're in Vegas, let's have a cook party. Like, I love cooking,
too. A cook-off?
Adam versus Steve.
Steve, a cook-off. Like, let's be real. I don't want to embarrass you.
No, I'm sure
we should
no,
have
I'm
one
sure
of
you
those.
Can
we should
out-cook
have a
cook-off.
So. I mean, it was fun talking to you guys, but you know, we're at about a half hour or so now. I think we should probably...
You think we bored everyone by now?
This is probably good for now.
Yeah, I don't know if we bored anyone, but...
I hope we didn't. I hope you enjoyed it.
If people keep coming up with Ask FM questions, we can keep doing this. Otherwise, it's back to the one a week.
Send us funny ones.
Yeah, or like stuff that we can actually answer, because there was someone here that we couldn't answer.
Argue about.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So yeah, that'd be fun.
AskFM/TaylorTalk13. Boom. Go hit it up. All right. Bye, guys. See you,
bye.
I guess, Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Next episode will be out Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.